You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, June 21st. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, look, it's about a month until training camp, which means teams are taking care of certain things. Some of these things include, you know, household items, you know, you hang different things, you move pictures around, whatever. You know how it is over the weekend, whatever. This is the NFL's version of the weekend, because before you know it, Monday, aka training camp of the preseason, will be here before you know it. Now, when it comes to this kind of stuff, something that is in that category is obviously the name that the Washington football team either has or is going to have, however you want to look at that. Obviously, many people, since the football team announced themselves as the football team, have wondered, what is their new name going to be? What is their new logo going to be? When are they going to decide these things? And sometimes when it comes to this certain subject, you can read a lot by what the franchise, in this particular case, Washington, is trademarking or filing a trademark for, because obviously if they're doing that, they have interest in using that as their logo. Now, for what it's worth, Sam Fortier of the Washington Post reported over the weekend that the United States Patent Office denied the Washington football team's request to trademark that name. Apparently, the conclusion was that the trademark refers to a geographic area that is too generic. Who would have thought that Washington football team is too generic? Look, maybe you want to read into this, maybe you don't, but it would seem that if the franchise is looking to patent or trademark that name, that they are somewhat committed to it for the near short-term future. But I digress. Whatever happens there will obviously happen. Let's move on. Something that has generated a lot of discussion since different protocols and would-be protocols were announced last week is the subject of vaccinations in the NFL. Now, there are players seemingly who feel different ways about this subject, and one of them is Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley. Entering the weekend, Cole had had a number of tweets discussing the situation, the subject matter, with different people, sharing his views, sharing his opinions, and on Friday, he did release a statement. It reads, "Look, I'm going to live my one life like I want to regardless. Everyone, hi, I'm Cole Beasley and I'm not vaccinated. I will be outside doing what I do. I'll be out in the public. If you're scared of me, then steer clear or get vaccinated. Point blank, period. I may die of COVID, but I'd rather die actually living. I have family members whose days are numbered. If they want to come see me and stay at my house, then they are coming regardless of protocol. I don't play for the money anymore. My family has been taken care of. Find me if you want. My way of living and my values are more important to me than a dollar. I love my teammates and enjoy playing ball because all the outside BS goes out the window in these moments. I just want to win the Super Bowl and enjoy these relationships that will be created along the way. I'm not going to take meds for a leg that isn't broken. I'd rather take my chances with COVID and build up my immunity that way. Eat better, drink water, exercise, and do what I think is necessary to be a healthy individual. That is my choice based on my experiences and what I think is best. I'll play for free this year to live life how I've lived it from day one. If I'm forced into retirement, so be it. I've enjoyed the times I've had. I'll get to live freely with my wife, kids, and extended family forever. We'd get to enjoy the times that we missed from the sacrifices we've had to make just so I could play this wonderful game. So either way, it's a win-win. That's where I stand. Thank you for everyone who has been supportive throughout this process. A lot of other NFL players hold my position as well, but aren't in the right place in their careers to be so outspoken. I feel for you, and I'm hoping I'm doing my part to represent you guys well. Cole Beasley." It would stand to reason that some players do share the sentiment that Cole Beasley does. Obviously, again, this is a bit of a divisive subject in the United States, as there are people who feel a number of ways, as mentioned. Now, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, according to Sam McDonald of the Kansas City Star, was initially hesitant but has since come around on the subject of vaccination, saying, quote, "I love being around family. It was just kind of a family decision that if everybody got the vaccine, we would be able to be around each other safely and comfortably. So that was the biggest thing. It was huge for family. I was definitely hesitant, but it's only here to help us, and I'm here to just spread the word to try and encourage everybody to get it. As you know, this is a subject that is divisive in a lot of ways, and that is now rearing its head in the National Football League. We will see what other players or coaches or front office figures or whatever the case have to say over the coming months, but needless to say, this is a subject that the NFL and the NFLPA have to take care of before training camp ultimately begins, which is in about a month. We're obviously very excited about it, and whatever happens between now and then, we will have you covered here on the SB Nation NFL Show. So make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts, and while you're at it, leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us very, very, very happy. And you know what would make me very, very, very happy? If you had a great day. Have the best Monday ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We'll see you next time.